It has been a difficult season for fishermen this year, but business in Sand Point is about to pick up. A new floating processor arrived in town this week, and it's out to prove that it can compete with the traditional processors in town. KSDP's Tony Gorman in Sand Point reports it could change the landscape of commercial salmon fishing in the area.
To innovate is defined in Merriam-Webster's dictionary as to make changes or do something new. A new processor in Sand Point will definitely change the culture of commercial salmon fishing in the area. Snowpack Products Incorporated is the new kid on the block. Their floating processor, the Snowpack Innovator, has created a lot of buzz around town since arriving in Sand Point. That's because the processor's competitive pink salmon prices are giving fishermen a third option along with mainstays Trident Seafoods and Peter Pan Seafoods. Snowpack President Greg Blakey says he sees a lot of potential in the area.
I saw the quality of the fish here, which is far superior to what we get in, not far superior, but it's better fish than what we get in the southeast. And seeing that the, basically, for instance, the pink prices were the lowest in the state, being an ex-fisherman, that really bothered me. And so what I did is I the price we're offering, now the price we're offering is the highest prices in the state because I think the fish are worth it.
Snowpack is a small partner in the up-and-coming Silver Bay Seafoods, which operates in southeast Alaska. Most of the company's shareholders are fishermen. With a processing plant in Sitka and the Snowpack Innovator working out of Squaw Harbor, the company is looking to expand operations. The company is already building another plant in Craig for next season. Blakey says a Snowpack processing plant could be successful in Sandpoint.
The thing that really impresses me with Sandpoint is I think the business model here would be a lot better than the one in Southeast because there's wintertime fisheries. There's a relatively large amount of pollock, cod, and other species that could be processed in the wintertime. So I think, not to sound simple here, but I think this is a no-brainer.
Blakey says the processor is drawing interest from some local fishermen. Some have already sold fish to Snowpack this season. In Sand Point, I'm Tony Gorman.